This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You know what's interesting is just today, someone said, you know what, we would take Bradley's show on, you know, sonsoflibertyradio.com, the one that you're listening to right now, mm-hmm. but it's too political. Well, people need to understand that politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. What does that mean? Well, understanding our founding documents and our founding documentation, if you've ever taken the time to read the Mayflower Compact, friends, which precedes the Declaration of Independence, it does nothing but smack of the pulpit, as does it in part the Declaration of Independence. Now, when we go back to our founding forefathers, James Wilson said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion, the Christian religion, and law, God's moral mosaic institution, which is called common law, that's what we're founded upon in this country, he said they're twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. What's wrong with folks?
Yeah.
I mean, as if to say the church doesn't have any business in the politics or in the political world whatsoever, when in fact they're responsible to be the light of the world concerning every demographic known to mankind.
Yeah, talking about your foundation, your foundational documents, the founding forefathers, the great men who established this country upon Christian principles, if you think that's too political, well then, sorry, we're just too political for you.
I mean, they almost act like they're not responsible for what's going on in this country.
Yeah, we don't want to touch that. I mean, God forbid we actually get involved in politics and change things.
Let's go ahead and ask some real questions here. Why is it, Mr. Preacher, that believes it's not your job to actually preach against the sins of what corrupt government is doing today? For example, God said that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Is it not your job to preach against those that are killing and sanctioning the murder of the innocent babies in the womb? I mean, if the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost, which you claim to have, then how is it that you stand back and do nothing about the murder of the innocent in the womb? Do you think for one moment that you're not responsible for the murder of the innocent in the womb? And again, might I remind, namely the new listeners, friends, do remember the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in this country is the professed hirelings and whores from the pulpits who remain silent when they should preach out against it. I mean, what happened to that commandment that said, thou shalt not kill? Isn't it the job of the church to keep the Father's commandments the way Jesus said in John 14:21? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. Where did Jesus ever abrogate the moral law of God? He never did. Now, the ceremonial law was done away with in Christ, but the moral law is always to be magnified against sin, and that is the purpose of the church.
Right now, I can hear some preachers out there saying, well, I'm not responsible that abortions happen and people get abortions. Well, you are responsible.
That's like,
to speak forth the truth from the Word of God to your congregation. If you are preaching the truth and you are shouting on high from the hilltops what the Word of God says, the commands of God, thou shalt not kill, and you're pointing out sin, then amen. Your job is to speak the truth. When you speak the truth, people's bloods are off your hands, so to speak. What they do with the truth is up to them when they make their own choice. But if you're not boldly proclaiming the Word of God, if you're not speaking out against abortion and things that are wrong in our society today,
sin, not wrong,
yes,
sin.
Exactly. Then you are responsible because you have sinned by silence. You have transgressed God's law by not speaking forth the truth as you should be, and you are responsible for that.
And by the way, that is the definition of hate in Scripture in 1 John, to those that withhold the truth, because truth does nothing but warn, and truth is given because you love, and so is law, not to withhold it, but to actually proclaim it. As a matter of fact, if you look in Leviticus 19, chapter 19, you'll find that to not warn your brother was defined as hate in Scripture. And we also know that King David was hated for his love in Psalm 109. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated me." And why was that? Because their sin was uncovered by a just and a holy God that sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. I would also ask the professed self-proclaimed Christians that stand back when they should protest. Protestant has meaning, friends. What would you do if someone actually seen one of your children be stabbed at? What would you think of, let's say, some individual took a knife and began to behead your child, or to suck him out in pieces just right out in the middle of the street, and everybody just sat there and did absolutely nothing about it? What would you think about that? Would you be mad at the person that has the ability to actually stop it and stop the crime from being committed? Or would you just say, well, it wasn't his business anyways. Ah, sorry. Bye, honey. Bye, honey. I know that, you know, it wasn't nobody's job to actually protect you. See you later. I know that someone killed you, and, you know, we're just going to show more mercy on him than we do actually on the victims in this country because of people like me. But you get the point.
Yeah, it's like,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like someone sitting there reading a book and watching a kid drown and say, listen, it's not my kid and this is a good book. Well, you are responsible if you see something going on where someone needs to be rescued or saved. And in this case, if you'd be speaking the truth from your pulpits, men and women would know to fear God, to not transgress those commandments and not, for example, abort their children, kill their own flesh and blood. So we have a job to do. In the pulpits that remain silent, you sin through your silence. And you
go along with it
by your silence.
That's right. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that? That was President Harry Truman.
Yeah.
You know, it's also interesting to note, and just speaking to those that don't believe that we're supposed to be involved in politics, why is it that those that represent we the people, why do they put their hand up in the air, put their hand on the Bible, and swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States? Thank you. I just thought I would lay that out for your candor. Oh, I never thought about that
before.
So
they're making an oath before God.
With their hand on
the
Bible. Deuteronomy 23:23.
Can you think of how many politicians are going to be standing before God one day and having nothing to say, no excuses?
Nope.
And people, for that matter. We can't say, well, it's the politicians and point our finger at back of them. We all have our own Bibles to read. In America, we have hundreds of thousands of Bibles. Every hotel you go into has
hundreds of thousands.
Well, more than
There's 315 million people in this country. How many hotels do
millions,
we have?
Millions.
Thank you.
Millions of Bibles. I suppose I'm trying to say in people's houses, you probably have a few in your own home. People across the world don't even have one, but we are without excuse. We have the Word of God.
We're going to come back. You just had to get that little self-justification.
Well, I think I was
folks,
thinking.
1-866-233-0747. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Doctors don't lie, guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or what you can do is go over to Sons of Liberty Radio. The pages are interactive. As well, friends, you can check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and again, Bradley Dean Double E. If you'd like to check us out on Twitter, it is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, and once again, our phone address accessible, 1-866-233-0747. I want to hit a couple things. I did an interview with a Huffington Post columnist this morning. He's a really cool guy. I would consider him to be a friend. And he asked me some questions today. And, of course, the first thing we were supposed to talk about was, you know, high school assemblies and my war being played on Dove Television nationally over the next probably, I think, 10 weeks left of that premiere and that series. But what was interesting is we just went right off the bat, President Obama. And what I kept making reference to over and over and over again was the fact that President Barack Hussein Obama is not in a position to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image. I said it is unlawful, therefore illegal. I also went on to go and show him specifically in the Constitution of the United States where even for the smallest infraction or violation of law, the enumerated laws within the Constitution of the United States is an impeachable offense. And then he started to talk about, Trey Gowdy. And he started talking about Daryl Issa, and he started talking about McConnelly and all these other guys. And I said, well, if you look at the right, there's no difference than the left. And I was getting on his paradigm, and I was going to bring it to a closure, just like I am in a couple moments here. But interestingly enough, he just went right to all of the talking points. In other words, he went right to the bone that's been thrown to him. Nothing to expose the lies, nothing to actually call it out for what it really was. And then I began to tell him, I said, you know, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, Charles, I said, there wouldn't be a left. Because we only have one constitution. We talk about that so much, but it's interesting. I can say it over and over and over again, but people still don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord told Abraham, he said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, Isaac, Isaac. He said, Moses, Moses. You know, men need to be told two times, I guess. But in this case, 2,000, because people are so caught up into rhetorical talk, a bunch of nonsense, for a better way of saying it, unconstitutional, unprofitable, vain, empty, worthless talk.
Yeah.
24/7. And then they wonder why America's confused, because God promised confusion to face to a nation that forgets him. All the answers that you need are in that book. When George Washington, in his farewell address, said what he said when he said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, he's exactly right. Because when you go to the Bible and you go to the Constitution of the United States of America, guess what, friends? They give you answers. There's nothing to talk about. For those that are listening to the show and say, man, you know, I don't hear a lot of phone calls come in. Of course not, because we're not debating the topics, because there's nothing to debate away. What we're used to in America is the conservatives debating away the pith and the marrow of who we are, because they don't make reference to the law. What they do is they pull up, well, the right, as you're told, and then they pull up the left, and they ask the opinion of the right. Well, and they say, well, what do you think about Obamacare? And he gives his unconstitutional, unlawful answer. And then they go over to the left, and, well, they try to justify the crimes of this administration. Well, they're both advocating, and they're both playing the stooges or the minions or the fools for designing men, because neither one of them are given the right answer.
Yep.
The way that you show that a stick is deviated is by laying a straight one next to it. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose of going back, and he started getting on the right-left paradigm again.
Right, and I want to...
Okay, go ahead, but don't get me off track here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Right, the right-left paradigm. And you have to look at it. Look at what do we have, as we've talked about before so many times. We have the Constitution. You said George Washington's farewell address. He said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. What is under attack today? Religion and morality.
Well, we've had Kevin Shipp, a friend of ours who is a CIA whistleblower. He's an agent for the CIA, formally, that is telling us that this administration is attacking our foundations, namely our Christian constitutional foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Because President Barack Hussein Obama said he wanted to fundamentally transform America, and you have the conservatives and the professed Christians still trying to figure out, well, does he hate us? Is he mad at us? Is he angry? It doesn't matter. You have 315 million in this country tolerating less than 1.7% of the population. You're tolerating their destruction of your country that you declare that you love? It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. And America should be ashamed when they get caught up into conversations like that, because there's nothing to talk about. Proving my point, right-left paradigm, there is nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. We were warned at the inception and the foundation of this country, friends. The beginning. The premise was laid, what to deal with and what not to deal with. And we're a nation of laws, an empire of laws, said John Adams, the second president of the United States. And I want to reiterate this, too. We're not ruled by opinions. We're not ruled by arbitrary government. We're not ruled by a tyrant or a despot. We're ruled by law in this country. And if we fail to be ruled by God's moral law, guess what, friends? We're going to get exactly what we got coming to us. So welcome to America, the new America. And what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to propose on a daily basis, and I am, by the grace of God and by the power of God, a work of faith with power, is I'm leading the people back to the old past. And I know that there's many that are saying, we're not going to go back to the old past. That's fine. Now, you can stand before God on Judgment Day. Hopefully it's going to happen here before it happens there through a Christian nation that really does believe God. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to face your Creator on that day, and you're going to say, you know, I just didn't get involved. And the Lord's going to say, that's why I'm sending you to hell. Because you didn't get involved. I gave you commandments, not suggestions. My word is not debatable. And I don't care about your opinion more than I care about the next guy's opinion. I care about what I said. And if you would have did what I said, you wouldn't be in the position that you are right now. And in just a moment, one, I'm going to read the Mayflower Compact, which should take me about a minute and a half to read. It is second to none.
Yeah, and it's just, when you go back to the foundations and you go back to our country and you see what we were founded on, you see how, you know, children were educated. It was Noah Webster who said, in my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. When your children go to school in the morning, are they getting the Christian religion? Are they getting morality and decency and principles according to the Word of God? Absolutely not. So when we look at our country today, we say, well, why is it so different now than what it was then? Because people have left off the foundations of our government, namely the Bible and the Constitution.
Because the professed church doesn't want to get involved.
That's right. Exactly.
And what's interesting, you also see where the church has been derelict and have been derelict of duty as well by leaving off. The schools used to be under what? The church's tutelage.
That's right.
They gave that up. They give this up, that, and the other thing. And then again, we wonder why we are where we're at today.
And we were talking about people who do nothing. And the reason why it's come to this point is because these slow encroachments, this compromise, little by little, and people just let it go because they think, well, at least we still have this, or it's not that bad.
Yep.
Well, when you take it over a period of time, we're talking the foundations of our country, you know, from what it
that
was
is,
to where
that
it
is until they start killing people. Folks, you rest assured, under Hitler's regime and under Stalin's regime and Mao Zedong's regime, you better rest assured, friends, it all started out the same way. Well, it's not that bad. They still need us. No, it's not that bad. They still need us. They're not going to hurt us. They're going to help us because they have a need for us. Yeah, until they started killing everybody off. Do you think that for some reason back then, do you think all of a sudden they knew that they were going to wake up one day and they were going to be under attack by the same administration that they laughed off? No, they didn't. And that is the history of man right there.
Right.
That is the foolishness of mankind. Instead of taking the Lord's warnings and listening to the trumpet that's blown and taking responsibility, men leave it off. And what happens? Well, again, history repeats itself, and that's what we're seeing happen today.
And the sad part about it is it doesn't have to happen again because we see examples from history. We know what a dictator looks like. We know all these different things and what happens down the chute when certain things happen. They want to take away your rights and your guns and so on and so forth. We know this as a fact. We can see it from history. We actually have museums across America about the Holocaust and about things that happened.
Yeah.
But yet,
and
for
isn't
some
it
reason,
interesting? The Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C., is it not interesting? Judgment scriptures are up on the wall. And then when you walk out, so in other words, they knew God brought judgment. Isn't it interesting that when you walk out, you begin to look at their sponsors? And when you look at their sponsors, you'll understand why that country was judged in the first place. Because now they're allowing it to happen all over again.
Yeah.
It's like, are you not paying attention as to why God judged the nation?
That's right. And through acts of immorality, we're looking at homosexuality, all this transgender. I mean, all the, I was just looking at a
they're,
thing.
They've transgressed.
Yeah, I was just looking at a thing today about transgender, or a couple days ago, transgender athletes now trying, they're voting about being on a team. The point is when you leave off morality and you allow homosexuality and sodomy come into a nation, we are daring the justice and the judgment of God, and that's where America
is
at.
And I want to tell you what transgressing means, friends. It means when the cop tells you to pull over because you're speeding, and you put your foot down on the pedal a little heavier, and you speed past them, giving them the finger. That's exactly what America is doing with God right now, and it's not a good place to put yourself. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little right, a little left, but always independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Welcome back. Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, interestingly enough, Steph brought up the point concerning what's going on in public schools today. You know the difference or the contrast between the McGuffey reader and the globalist educational schemes. Benjamin Rush, the only foundation for a useful education in a republic, which we are, Article 4, Section 4, is to be laid in religion, the Christian religion. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty, and liberty is the object in life of all republican governments. And who is it that liberates men? His name is Jesus Christ. To he whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. And we also understand that Jesus came to fulfill the law, not to violate the law, and nowhere can you find him abrogating or violating that law. Which one of you convinceth me of sin, Jesus said. And what is sin? It's 1 John 3:4. When you look at it specifically, it is the transgression of God's moral law. So law breakers, that is sin, making the choice to sin. Interestingly enough, it was John Adams again that rightly said that government's purpose was to restrain men from sin, from violating God's moral law. And that's why I always interject the thought that, well, if you're not going to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. And America's trying to figure out why they have 10,000 commandments thrown down on them on the books every week or two or three or four in this country by corrupt politicians. Now, according to the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, the federal government has no business, as Stephanie rightly stated earlier, encroaching upon the education of children.
and for good reason, despite the fact that the line is clearly drawn in our founding documents, un-American, ungodly, and unconstitutional content has bled into America's supposed educational curricula through No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, and now something called Common Core. It's illegal for them to be doing what they're doing in public schools. International Baccalaureate, a global educational scheme contrived in Sweden in 1968, teaches that which stands in direct contradiction to what America's founding fathers established. For example, what they're teaching through International Baccalaureate. It's, folks, here's the encouraging part. It's just the beginning. I get tired of people saying, oh, there's nothing we can do. No, there's everything that you can do. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. I know the state-run media would have you throw your hands up in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, friends, let me tell you firsthand, there's everything in the world that you can do about it. Again, they don't want you to realize that you have the power to do something about it. What they're teaching through International Baccalaureate is earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, hello, world government, hello, animal rights, hello, redistribution of American wealth, contraception, reproductive health, oh, that explains the abortion industry, debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the homosexual rights, they don't have rights, friends, agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms. Now, you do have right to bear arms. You have the right to bear arms. Read Article 2, Section 2, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, forgive me. And what they're also teaching through International Baccalaureate is setting aside a massive amount of private land where no human presence is allowed. Folks, these environmentalist whack jobs, they're dangerous communist totalitarian individuals. They're dangerous, dangerous people. They care more about the earth, which they don't care about. They care about themselves more than they do human life. But in direct contrast, William Holmes McGuffey, who was an American university president and professor, who is rightly titled the schoolmaster of the nation. Interesting that they would call him the schoolmaster due to the fact that in Galatians 3:24 that the law is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Now let's see if that lines up. Let's see if that's paralleled. William Guffey's elementary school series appeared from 1836 to 1857, and his material became standard text in nearly all states for the 50 years and sold more than 125 million copies. This is what William McGuffey said. He said, in my selections, I have drawn from the present fountains of English literature and have aimed to combine simplicity with sense, so common sense, elegance with simplicity, and piety with both. For the copious extracts from the sacred scriptures, make no apology indeed upon a review of the work. I am not sure, but an apology may be due for not having still more liberally a good meaning, good definition, liberal means to give abundantly, transferred to these pages the chaste simplicity, the thrilling pathos, the living descriptions, and the matchless sublimity of the sacred writings. Man, he keeps invoking that word, doesn't he?
That's right.
He keeps that reference going back to the Word of God. Now, the following are some lessons and titles found in McGuffey's lessons books. Okay, this is what was taught in public schools, friends. The character of Jesus Christ, the golden rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion, and on prayer. And when looking upon Jesus as our example of all that is right, just, and true, you cannot overlook the fact that he used the child as the model of heaven, Matthew 18:12. And why was that? Why was that? Well, one day a 6-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children, and the teacher asked the little boy some questions. Teacher, Tommy, do you see the teacher outside? Tommy responded, yes. Teacher asked, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher told the little boy, go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky. Tommy said, okay. He returned a few minutes later. Yes, I saw the sky, Tommy said. Teacher asked, did you see God? Tommy replied, no. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist. A little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. And the teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy. Little girl asking Tommy the question. Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy answered, yes. Little girl asked, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. He was getting sick and tired of answering the same questions. He didn't know what she was up to. The little girl asked the question, did you see the sky? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, Tommy, do you see the teacher? Again, asking the question. Tommy answered and said, yes. The little girl said, do you see her brain? Tommy said, no. The little girl said, then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one.
I love that.
Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John 20, verse 29. And it's interesting, again, this is coming from a little child.
That's right.
The model of heaven.
And, you know, McGuffey's talking about scripture and so on and so forth. Not only did they, you know, learn from McGuffey's reader, which is awesome. We have them for our children. But there's also the primer out there. When you look at children back at the foundation of our country, how are they learning their ABCs, I wonder? They were learning their ABCs with scripture. So, for example, if you look here in the primer, A, wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. B, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. C, come unto Christ, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. D, do not the abominable thing which I hate, saith the Lord. And you can go on and on and on and on and on down the list. How in the world were our children being educated? They were being educated to learn scripture associated with our language, A, B, C, D.
Yes.
So that way they had the word of God in their heart that they might not sin against him. Another interesting thing I noticed.
Like Ezekiel, eat the scroll.
Exactly.
Yes.
Another interesting thing, I'm just kind of going through this primer here, is when they were learning proper names of men and women, they have a list of men's names, they have, you know, a list of women's names. A majority of these names came from the Bible. So good A names, they said Adam, Abel, Abraham, Amos, Aaron, Andrew. So
yeah, and those sound like American names.
That's right. And Bible names, Bartholomew, Benjamin, Barnabas, C, Caleb.
Wait. Isn't B like for Barack Hussein Obama?
Yeah, that sounds very biblical, doesn't it?
Oh.
When you look at it and you're going through,
that's not an American name.
Of course. And when you're going through the names, these names all came from Scripture, and they're coming from Scripture. And everything that we hear, give ear, my children, to my words, whom God hath dearly bought. Lay up his laws within
bought
your heart.
Through what?
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank
his sacrifice
you.
On the cross. It says, lay up his laws within your heart and print them in your thoughts. So when you're going through this, they're learning not only scripture, some of the questions that they ask here. And we're talking about primer. So this is like, you know, elementary students, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. This is what they were being taught. Who is the Redeemer of God's elect? How did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? What offices does Christ execute as our Redeemer? How does Christ execute the office of a prophet? How does Christ execute the office of a priest? I mean, when you're going through all of this, it is all Christ-centered and it is all, you know, Christ bought and ordained. And why in the world were our children educated and so smart? Because their principles were rooted in the Bible.
And the people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. That makes sense to me. They would be afraid of us. Why? Because the Lord said to those that keep his commandments and those that walk in the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, he said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. And we also understand that the very throne of God is first and foremost righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Well, that's Old Testament, Psalm 97. Oh, let me bring to the New Testament. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from everlasting destruction, from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power. Oh, Bradley, where'd you get that? That's in the book of Thessalonians. Remember how the Bible tells us that it's a righteous thing to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous? Remember how it talks in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 that it's a fearful thing? I'm sorry, Hebrews 10, that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God? See, we've departed from a living God. See, no longer do we have the fear of God. We lightly esteem the rock of our salvation. We make reference to him. But folks, I want to tell you, you win the day when you take the stand. As Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't bow, neither did they burn. And that's exactly where the church in America needs to go. Now, what I'm going to do here really quick, friends, is I'm going to take a quick break. And right after this break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to read this off. It's really short. It is the Mayflower Compact, that which preceded the Declaration of Independence. It is second to none, but it will show you who our forefathers were and what it was all about. And again, I'll share that with you, and it'll take you a minute and a half to figure out exactly who we are and where it is that we're going, only if we know where it is that we came from. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott at the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The lunacy of some people that call in and want to be on the radio.
Yeah, you know, we had this guy call in, and he was talking about something, I don't know, some other thing, you know, off topic of what we're talking about. And I said, well, you know, Robert, I don't have any problem with people being on the radio show who have different, you know, views than us, but that's just not what we're talking about right now. So basically, you need to call back when you're talking on top. He's like, well, I think I could tie it all in, and you don't want anyone on your show that's not, you know, has the same, you know, opinion that you do. And why do you say, why do you say all men?
Slow down. Is this guy kidding me? I live for that.
Yeah.
Who have we had with the internal fortitude to actually do that? Facts are stubborn things. That's why the bloggers and the ground feeders and the immoral and the criminals, you know them as Democrats and leftists, that's why they don't call into the show. Is Robert kidding me?
Well, I don't know. I think Robert's kind of in his own world right now. I would be happy to have Robert on the show if he could talk about what was his problem?
Why was he an angry elf? Did he not get his coffee this morning?
He heard you on some show interview that you did this morning. Okay?
Yeah.
And I said, well, this is not our show. This is, you know, a live radio show, and we're talking, you know, about, you know, education of youth right now, and that's just not on the topic of what we're talking about. Well, I think you could blend it all in. Why do you guys say all men? when you agree with something, I was like, have you ever heard of the Bible? You know, amen in the Bible.
He thought we were saying all men?
Yeah, he's like, what
like
is it?
Almonds?
Like all men, like all men rather
maybe than he thinks we're doing an Almond Joy commercial.
You know, I really don't know. But, you know, actually, those kind of people are actually kind of fun to have on the radio show. They stir things up. I think they stir up the listeners.
But if they're talking about the same topic.
That's right. But you need to be on the same topic. So, Robert, anytime you want to call back when you're on topic with what we're talking about, we'd be happy to have you.
Let me tell you how this works. What happens is people are convicted of their sin.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is they want to justify their position somehow. So what they do is they get off way on the other side of the topic, which is okay as long as it's still branched in the same root of the same tree.
Right. They're rather trying to get you from some side angle.
Right.
They want
to
just,
but I would just simply answer that with this. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. So if you're convicted of your sin, Robert, or you didn't get your coffee, whatever the case might be, if you want to stick to the topic, then go ahead and give us a call. But make sure that it's actually, well, worthy of talking about, and it brings us to a profitable exhortation, per se. Because as you notice, yes, we cracked the whip as to the stupidity that the American people have settled for and allotted themselves in this country. But at the very end of it, we always bring it back to the answers. That is my objective. Okay? And so if we can stick to that, we're always going to be good. But to suggest that we on this radio show will not take people with a different point of view, you got to be out your mind,
Robert. I'm thinking
about
people we've called to try again the radio program, like Keith
that
Ellison,
is baloney.
So on and so forth.
Like, we had to call Keith Ellison live, and he still wouldn't call back.
Yeah.
So don't give me none of that. As a matter of fact, it's total pish posh.
Exactly is the word for it.
I love that.
Pish posh. It's baloney.
Hang on a second. I just want to answer that so everybody can understand firsthand that Robert's on a different planet right now.
Right.
I do have to convey that so people do understand. People who have refused to interview requests for the show. Senator Amy Klobuchar would not get on the radio with us, and I wouldn't either. Robert Boston, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, of course he's not going to get on the radio with us. Nancy Pelosi would not get on the radio show with us. You know, the lady that says, the word. Isn't it beautiful?
Like
it's just the word.
Kissing cat.
Senator Al Franken wouldn't get on the radio with us. Again, I wouldn't either if I was
Although
these
we
people.
Did give him a gospel track.
Yes, we did. Terrell Clark, opponent to Michelle Bachmann, she wouldn't jump on the radio with us. The Minnesota Independent that put a jihad out on my family's life, they wouldn't get on the radio with us. The GLBT, the organization GLBT, which doesn't... Folks, you can't get a hold of these people. See, these people love to shout and shoot. They wouldn't get on the radio with us. Council on American Islamic Relations, they won't get on the radio with us. What is Robert talking about? Joel Solomonis, Human Rights Campaign, we couldn't get him on the radio. Out Front is another homosexual front where they love to shout and shoot. It's not about the debate, it's about the revolution, friends. You need to understand these people. They wouldn't get on the radio with us. Barack Hussein Obama's perverted, criminal-minded safe schools are Kevin Jennings, Assistant Deputy Secretary for Safe and Drug-Free Schools, U.S. Department of Education, who wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. He wouldn't get on the radio with us. Westboro Baptist Church, they wouldn't get on the radio with us. Again, Keith Ellison, Minnesota Congressman, Radical Islam, who's also the chairperson for the LGBT in Minnesota. Wait a second, I thought they were calling for the execution of the gays. He wouldn't get on the radio show with us. We went after Larry Brankin, who is a homosexual icon, who was busted for downloading child pornography. He's a pedophile. We have a whole story on that if you'd like to check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He wouldn't get on the radio with us. Media Matters, the George Soros-funded outlet. They probably have three people that are a part of that organization, but the American people think that they're bigger than life when, in fact, they're not at all. They wouldn't get on the radio with us. Right Wing Watch, the communist organization that attacks people for magnifying the law. Had the American people known who the criminals were, I'll tell you what, some people would be in jail right now. But again, they wouldn't get on the radio with us. What is Robert possibly talking about?
You know, he says he listens to us all the time. So, you know, when people listen to us all the time, they're obviously tuning in for a reason. And, you know, understand that, listen, when you have conviction of sin, a lot of times the reaction is going to be an angry one. You know, it's going to be
an angry elf.
You know, you're going to be upset about certain
yes.
things. And sometimes you want to just get in there and jab and so on
yeah,
and so forth.
Because we like that.
That's right.
That's right. We got a way of pulling that out of people, don't we?
Definitely around here. I don't know why that is. But we just want to say that we'd be happy to take your call, Robert, if you would just stay online on topic of what we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe what we should do is put someone else's name up on there as well. I mean, I'd like to, you know, we did write to Barack Hussein Obama concerning the defense of the family concerning homosexual marriage, and we also went after Barack Hussein Obama concerning a letter to him concerning abortion. And interestingly enough, he responded to both letters. So, well, I got to give him credit for doing that.
Right.
You know, for validating the ministry as a credible threat to his crimes. And we do appreciate that. And, again, not to get sidetracked here, friends, but that is absolutely ridiculous. We say bring it on. That's what this show is about. It's not to be combative. It's about establishing. And what happens is these people don't get on the radio because they understand that I have the Constitution and God's moral law written within my heart. And they know that that's what's going to come out. It's not going to be a debate with Bradley Dean. They know that already. That's why they don't get on the show.
Yeah, you know,
their opinion doesn't matter.
He did say, because I know you guys like to argue a lot or combat or something. Some words such as that. He's like, and I don't want to do that. It's like, we have no desire to argue and combat. We have a desire to speak forth the truth.
Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces.
That's
who
right.
Who are we to point our finger back at God, as it says in the book of Job, and give God counsel? We're not. We need to open our ears and shut our pie hole. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. I got to read this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Mayflower Compact, which preceded the Declaration of Independence. You ready for this? You know, for those that just don't want to get involved in their governments, remember again, God established government through the church, the Mosaic Institution. That's why you see Moses on all the Capitol buildings in the United States of America. It's called the Mosaic Institution, common law. Here we go. In the name of God, amen, we whose names are underwritten by the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, etc. I have undertaken for the glory of God and advancements of the Christian faith and honor of our king and country a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th in Scotland, the 54th, 1620. There
Amen.
You have it.
Amen. And for those of you that say, listen.
Everybody understand who we are now?
That's right.
Okay.
And for those of you that say, listen, that's who I am. I'm one who wants to defend and fight for the Constitution of the United States. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests,
Amen.
As Andrew Jackson rightfully said.
Hallelujah,
sister. I want to be a part of the club. I want to join this army for Christ. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation if you'd like to make a one-time donation, or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, right underneath the pretty donate button in the stars and stripes. It says, become a son or daughter of liberty. You can do that in many easy steps. Check it out. That's when you give consistently what you can do every month, and it helps us to get out there and seek and save that which is lost. We also have great products. Christmas is coming up. Check out sonslibertyradio.com and sonslibertymedia.com as well.
And right after Thanksgiving, we're going to start getting you to sing like a canary, okay?
Sounds
and we
got to
get some Christmas music going, guys,
all
okay?
Christmas bumpers.
Oh,
coming
I forgot
up.
To give you a hug.
Woo! Love it.
Talk to you. See ya. First round three.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.